Beauregard. At this time, we'd like to introduce the participants for this year's Senior League World Series. Teams, as you are introduced, we ask that you collectively take a couple of steps forward to be recognized along with your national or state flag. First, en route to Bangor at this time, and unable to be here this evening, we'd first like to recognize the Asia Pacific champions, the Bayside West Haven Little League from Auckland, New Zealand. This is New Zealand's first ever appearance in a Little League sanctioned World Series. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise for the national anthem of New Zealand. Also unable to be here tonight and traveling en route to Bangor, the Latin American representatives, the Juvenile de Guatemala Little League from Guatemala City, Guatemala. Guatemala City, Guatemala is making their first ever appearance in a Senior League World Series. Ladies and gentlemen, the national anthem of Guatemala. Recognizing the United States Central champions, the Western Little League from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Yeah. This marks the second consecutive year a team from Michigan has played in the Senior League World Series. The United States Eastern Regional Champions, the Auburn Little League from Auburn, Massachusetts. This is the first appearance for a team from Massachusetts in a Bangor World Series. And a team from Italy is making their fourth consecutive appearance in a Senior League World Series. From the European, Middle East, Africa region, the Emilia Little League from Emilia, Italy. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the national anthem of Italy. Recognizing the United States Southeastern Champions, the South Beaches Greater West Melbourne Little League from Brevard County, Florida. This marks the third consecutive year a team from Florida has played in the Senior League World Series. From the United States Southwestern Regional, the West University Little League of Houston, Texas. West University Little League is making their third appearance here in Bangor in the last 4 years and won the world championship in 2009. Now recognizing the champions from Canada, the Notre Dame de Grasse Little League from Montreal, Quebec. Notre Dame de Grasse is making their second consecutive appearance here at the Senior League World Series. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the national anthem of Canada. representing the United States West Region, the Lemon Grove Little League from Lemon Grove, California. Lemon Grove defeated the defending World Series champions Hilo Hawaii in advance to this year's World Series. And finally, making their first ever appearance in the Senior League World Series, the host team in this year's World Series, the Maine District 3 champions, the Hamden-Newburg Little League from Hamden, Maine. Hailing from all over the world, located tonight on the third base side of the stadium, the 2012 Senior League World Series umpires. Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the podium and home plate. As we continue with tonight's festivities, our master of ceremonies on the field this evening is Bangor East Little League President, Mr. Dale Duff.
Well, good evening, baseball fans. What a sight here, huh? A Saturday night at a beautiful baseball park with 10 great baseball teams. Now, that's life the way it should be in Maine, right? I'd like to take a quick moment to introduce our distinguished guests tonight representing the City Council. Please welcome Councilors Jeff Gratwick and Jamie Galland. Bangor West Little League President Doug Farnham. Our Tournament Director Mike Brooker. The Chairman of the Board of International Little League Baseball, Dennis Lewin, and our District 3 Administrator, Bob Stevenson. We promise to keep our comments brief for the teams out there standing and for everybody that wants to see the fireworks in just a few moments' time. We'll begin with a special District 3 welcome from our 33-year veteran district administrator here in District 3. Please welcome Bob Stevenson.
On behalf of the many volunteers in District 3 Little League, welcome to Mansfield Stadium. It is an honor to be the host district for this world-class event for the 11th consecutive year. Here in District 3, we have a rich tradition of Little League baseball and softball. 19 leagues, hundreds of youngsters playing ball from the Pittsfield area all the way to North Caribou. To all our district championship all-star teams, congratulations. You represented our district with distinction at state and regional tournaments. To the 10 senior league teams behind me, good luck, enjoy your time in Maine. Remember, you are the champions in the eyes of baseball fans everywhere, just by making it to the international stage. One of you will win the world title in the next few days. Play hard, play fair, and have fun. I can't wait for the games to begin. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. And now our official Little League welcome from the chairman of the board of Little League International. Please welcome Dennis Lewin.
Thanks, Dale. As always, it's a pleasure for me to be here. This is my summer home outside of Bangor. I'm down in East Orland, and it's always a pleasure to be here representing the Board of International Little League Baseball. You know, we have over two and a half million youngsters participating in our programs, and over a million volunteers, which is really what makes our program work. Bob Stevenson referenced volunteerism here, and it's people like Bob. Bob has now been doing this, he just told me, for some 55 years. That really deserve a round of applause. You know, we have, just in senior league alone, we have over 3,000 leagues, and in the United States alone, we have over 5,000 teams. So when you see these teams participating this week here, you're seeing the best of the best. And good luck to all of you, and enjoy the week.
Thank you, Dennis. And now, a special City of Bangor welcome. Please welcome Bangor City Councilor, former Bangor East Little League player, Jamie Gallant.
Thank you, Coach Duff. It was the first time I was out here. You were my coach, and I believe the umpire, Mr. Parker, is out there, who actually threw me out on this plate. And it still stings to this day, but I really am truly honored to be here tonight. I first walked on this impressive field in 1992 with my glove and my cleats, and it was a magical feeling. I'm delighted to see that 20 years later, Mansfield Stadium is still creating that magical moment. And I want to congratulate all the teams out there for reaching this point. A lot of hard work, practice, and skill has led you here. On behalf of our great city, I want to welcome all the players, coaches, family, friends, and fans to Bangor, Maine. Tonight embarks the 11th Senior League World Series held here at Mansfield Stadium. And the city would like to thank Stephen and Tabitha King for their continued support and for building this amazing baseball stadium. Mr. Mansfield, I know you're in there, for your dedication and your ideas to get this started. We'd like to thank Mike Brooker and his talented staff for putting Bangor, Maine on the map. The talented grounds crew for maintaining a beautiful field where so many wonderful memories have been made. And with that, the City of Bangor has prepared this recognition. Mike Brooker, would you come up here to receive this, please? On behalf of the City Council and the City of Bangor, we're recognizing the Senior League World Series. whereas the Senior League Baseball is a division of Little League Baseball for players ages 14 through 16, and whereas the City of Bangor and Mansfield Stadium has successfully hosted the Senior League World Series since 2002, and whereas the Senior League World Series brings together the very best players and teams from around the world to compete in the pastime sport of baseball, and whereas event organizers, volunteers, and sponsors have spent countless hours and made significant contributions to ensure that all aspects of this World Series have been planned and will be executed in world-class fashion. Therefore, I, James Gallant, on behalf of Kerry Weston, Mayor of the City of Bangor, on behalf of the City Council and citizens of Bangor, do hereby welcome team members from Canada, Latin America, Europe, Asia Pacific, and the United States to our city for the Senior League World Series. We wish each team the best of luck and hope that the activities during the World Series will provide lasting memories for participating players and coaches and their families and friends. We eagerly await the umpire's command to play ball.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jamie. I remember Jamie when he was coming out here and playing youth football, too. It's amazing how the years go by. I'm sure that Bob's 55 seemed like it was just yesterday, and my 23 or 24 has certainly flown by. So it's a great opportunity to be involved in Little League and other youth sports. We are so blessed to have this field and such a great, great, great group of volunteers who allow us to put on this great event. Just a quick note, I know that we seem to drag a little bit when we start this, but one of the reasons we do that, if anybody had looked down there on the third base line while the teams were lined up waiting to go for that 20 minutes, they would have noticed that no single group of color was by itself. All the young people were intermingling, and that's what we want to do with this tournament. It's great to compete, but it's even better to make lifelong friends. I tell the coaches at the coaches' meeting, everybody here is a champion. You've won a district, you've won a state, you've won a region. Only one team can go home a World Series champion, but everybody remember, you came here as champions, you're going to go home as champions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And now it's time before our fireworks to have our ceremonial first pitch. And tonight we have the distinct honor to have Dennis Lewin do the honors tonight. We are so appreciative of having him here tonight as his time winds down as the chairman of the board of Little League International. A couple of things about Dennis I want you to know, that he has been the board of directors chairman for Little League since 2007, and he has brought a wealth of knowledge and energy to Little League. And he has been a tremendous friend to this event, the Senior League World Series here in Bangor. For 30 years, Dennis spent his years working for ABC Sports. He was a coordinating producer. I think you've heard of some of these sports programs, ABC's Wide World of Sports. He produced Monday Night Football telecasts. He was involved as a producer and more with 8 Winter and Summer Olympic Games telecast on ABC over the years. He is the winner of 13 Sports Emmy Awards. Following his time at ABC, Dennis went to work for the National Football League as a senior vice president for the broadcasting and planning. Many of the TV aspects that we see on NFL games today are because of Dennis and the ingenuity that he brought with him to that NFL job. And Dennis is the first graduate of the Little League Baseball program to serve as its chairman of the Board of Directors. So we are especially honored to have Dennis Lewin throw the ceremonial first pitch here tonight. We're going to ask Hamden catcher Mike Ward to come on down. Oh, he's already here. All right, Mike. Who says catchers aren't quick? And we will have Dennis throw out our ceremonial first pitch, followed by some fireworks.